times in a week.
There is no Cynthia's yoga.
And then she's taking airs off her legs 10 times a day.
Yeah.
She's spending time at the gym.
Well, what is grooming? According to dictionary.com, it is to care for the appearance of or to make neat and trim. Well, tonight on Let's Talk, we'll explore this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner, so please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show, all the way from Night Channels TV Nigeria, Mr. Austin. Welcome aboard, sir.
Yeah, good to be here, Sunday.
Thank you, sir. And also from Channels TV Nigeria, Cynthia. Welcome aboard, Cynthia.
Thank you very much.
And my colleague in the house, DJ Fatsu.
Wagwan Rasta, how you doing?
I'm doing very good, sir.
Good,
thank
good to
you
see
for
you,
coming
man.
Here. All righty. Okay, this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing husbands and wives grooming. Well, I believe grooming is very important in any relationship. We all know that. But when one gets married, that is, a man or a woman, sometimes it doesn't matter much. But does it really matter? And I spoke to Veronica Ahmad, our fellow from South Sudan, and I wanted to know, is it important for upkeeping and grooming in the house while you are a wife?
You have to look good to your family, to your husband, because most married men go out there to look for other women because those other women look good for them. Uh-huh. And you, the wife, you don't look attractive anymore, because when he got you, you were looking good. That's the first thing that attracted him towards you.
Oh yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
If you change the look, so he's gonna look for somebody else who looks good. Yeah, of course you grow up, you change.
Changes
physically
happen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you still keep the trend. Hmm. You should keep the trend.
Really?
Yeah, of course, to keep your man close.
Keep your man close. Wow. But some men are complaining because of that. Let me tell you what I heard. Some men say, you know what? Our women spend too much time in front of a mirror trying to look good, and they forget they have a husband to take care and to love. Are you buying that?
I'm not buying it at all. Those men are just jealous. You know, there are some kind of men,
mm-hmm,
who are jealous to see that their wives look,
mm-hmm,
good,
mm-hmm,
because they think if you look good, mm-hmm, as the wife, some, mm-hmm, other man will like you.
Okay.
Yeah, of course, there are some other men who will like you, but you're, mm-hmm, married, you
right.
know, you're married and you love your husband.
Right.
So you still have to look good for your husband, because he doesn't want you to look good,
mm,
but still, if you don't look good, he will see somebody who looks good. So he will want to go to that person who looks good.
So that is the problem. For the most part, you're right. But also sometimes people do complain that women take too long to get ready. Or when you're always on point, always looking good, they say, mm-mm, something else is missing at home.
I don't think it's true. Because how do you feel if your wife, you're going out with your wife and she just pops out from the bathroom and dresses and walks without combing the hair, without anything? What will you say? You'll say, go back.
Yeah, go back, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
That's what you'll say.
Yeah.
Yeah, then the lady has to take her time to put everything together.
Okay.
So that when she comes out,
yeah,
she's the lady you got.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
what about for men now? Don't husbands need to look good too?
Of course, men have to look good. I like men who look good.
Okay. Yeah, there
so,
you go.
Yeah, they have to take care of themselves. But I don't think that men need a lot. And, you know, with men, the wives can help. The
okay.
wives can help to dress up your man. So,
okay. So you don't have a problem when they want to look good?
No.
Oh, okay.
They should look good too.
Even if they take their time.
They should not take a lot of time.
Oh. Thank you, Veronica Ahmad. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing husbands and wives grooming. and back to the studio. I want to hear the woman's perspective. Once you get married, you're looking good every day, but now you have a husband. Maybe you have children. Maybe you've been in marriage for 10, 20 years down the road. Do you still need to look good all the time, Cynthia?
That sounds like a rhetorical question. Of course you do.
Okay.
What a kind of question, right?
I have my parents, you know, who I often see going on, you know, long walks and jogs together, still trying to keep fit and looking good. Mm-hmm. My father's almost 60.
Okay.
And trust me, if someone that looked like my father said hi to me outside with the way he's looking, I'd say hi right back. You do need to take care of yourself. It's imperative. You can't just get married to someone and say, okay, I got him, I'm gonna let go now. You eat what you like, you throw your wig to the end of the room, everything's lying, sorry, you don't take your bag. Oh, he needs to love me for who I am. Who yes. are you really?
Exactly. And you know that happens to a lot of people around the world. They say, oh, I'm married now, so who cares?
Then that's a major reason why you see a lot of men going outside, because I do have guy friends, and you know, on a normal day, a man who has, you know, a good-looking wife might stray. How much more you, who has neglected to take care of yourself, and then coming back home looks like, what did I just come home to? You know? So I think it's essential.
Okay. Well, that's from a woman's perspective, and women are listening right now, so I believe they have a point
to
hear.
And the truth is, it does get difficult after childbirth.
Exactly.
That's the truth.
But yes.
I think, at least with the people I've interacted with, because I like to interact with a lot of people, what I've heard from them is even the effort is attractive. When the man sees the woman is even trying to,
right.
you know, trying to keep herself looking good no matter her age and, you know, after children, that effort in itself shows right. that she cares about how she looks.
So even, effort matters too.
Yeah, even if you might not be that, you know, that figure eight and everything with a tiny waist after like 4 or 7 kids, but I think the effort also, okay. you know, gives you some points.
Okay, well said. How about Austin? Mr. Austin, we're lucky to have you here tonight. So,
yeah, good to be here.
Yeah, so maybe we can hear from you, man. What do you think? Does the effort count on your side, or you need to see something more when it comes to grooming all the time?
Yeah, grooming is essential, Sunday. But I think what Cynthia failed to point out is that some women take it to the extreme.
Yes.
When grooming, I want my wife to look good, okay. but I don't want my wife to wear the mini to the market.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
put a mini and get harassed. Mm-hmm. Don't let some guy walk with you all the way to the house just to know where you're living. Because, I mean, you've got stalkers out there.
Yeah.
So I'm saying some form of moderation should be considered when grooming.
Right.
It's pays to look good. Nobody's saying don't look good. But when a woman is grooming with a point that some guy should check me out, or she's going to a party with a friend and she wants to be the one that is looking drop dead and gorgeous.
Yeah.
I'm not there. I was about to appreciate how she's looking.
Right.
So why is she going out of her way to look so good? And then it starts causing, you know, some guy to start asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
Why the over seriousness with your dressing? Where are you going after this outing? Who are you looking good for? Is it me that is here with you in the house? Because, I mean, I appreciate you. I know my wife has got a good fashion sense. I know my wife is beautiful. But when she's overdoing it, that's what particularly I'm African. That's where the African man has a problem.
Uh-huh. So I want my
so
wife.
So there's time and place for everything.
For everything.
Yeah.
Okay. When you grow up, like when you're like a teenager and when you're like on 25th, 24th, like the way you dress then
right.
and with the way you dress after you get married and
have children
mm-hmm. should be different.
Okay.
But it should be nice.
Yeah.
I'm not
okay.
saying, but like, mm-hmm. but it should be different. Like you said, temptation comes.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. Like,
things happen. You never
yeah.
know.
Yeah, you,
you never
know.
Okay. Hold it right there. Hold it right there, Cynthia.
Yeah.
I know you want to say something. I'll give you time for your rebuttal. Hold it right there.
Yeah.
For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
You say I'll never get your blessing till the day I die. Tough luck, my friend, but the answer is no.
Why you gotta be so rude? This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in our Washington studio with DJ Fatsu, Cynthia, and Justin. And right now we're discussing husbands and wives grooming. Well, some people believe that this famous saying that goes, men are from Mars and women from Venus, right?
Yes.
So I just want to know, do we speak different languages here between men and women?
Apparently, yes.
Okay, if that is so, I spoke to our intern in the house, Solomon Abu, and I wanted to know his take.
I think that when you talk about a woman or like a husband or a wife looking good in a marriage, I think it's a coordinated effort. And me, I'm not yet married, but I believe that once I marry, I want my wife to still look good, look young, so that my eyes will not be spying other areas. Because of course.
Are you admitting to something else here?
No, I'm not. But I'm saying that I want my wife to look presentable, looks good, because I'm a fitness person. I work at the gym. I'm always working out.
I can see you're in shape, brother. I see that.
And I want my wife to also be in shape. But you see, the problem here is that even though I admit that women would have to be in shape and men would have to be in shape, it is not just the responsibility of just the woman to be in shape, because the man can help the woman to be in shape and the woman can help the man, vice versa. Because usually there's a responsibility for each of these people in this marriage. So you realize that the woman has a lot of things to do, or she's not motivated to do certain things. And sometimes you may have to encourage her and buy her stuff. I mean, if I want my wife to be good.
Buy her what? Buy her candy or what?
I'm going to buy my wife cool stuff that looks so beautiful. And I'm going to tell her she looks nice, she looks beautiful. Okay. And beauty is not just about like how big you are or how small you are, but it depends on how you dress, and then your hygienic condition, the number of time you brush and all that. So there's some men who like curvy women. There's some men who like women who are really big. I mean, it depends on your taste.
Depends. Okay. That's really sad. But here's the question, though. Some men also complain that, you know what, our women are taking too long, trying to be too good looking, and who are they impressing? And I don't know if it comes with jealousy or what, but women, of course, if they want to look good, they take their time. And some husbands feel like they're left aside and forgotten just because a woman is trying to do so much just to look good.
Well, that's a bit of jealousy. And I mean, you can permit a bit of that in a marriage. But I think that, I mean, I want my wife to look good. I mean,
to you, it doesn't matter what time she takes.
Really,
in that
matter. What? But I would prefer that if we are supposed to go to a place at 11 and my wife is going to spend an hour to dress up, it means that she has to be early now so that we can make the time. I mean, I'm not going to compromise the fact that because I want my wife to look good, I would appear at events that I'm supposed to feature in or something that I have to play a role in late and say, oh, my wife was looking good. I mean, that's shared responsibility. But I think that, I mean, beauty is a package that is not just about how you look, but it's a package that also includes whether you are punctual or whether you do things on time or not. So it all comes together when you look at the package together.
Thank you, Solomon Abu. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing husbands and wives grooming. Okay, back to the studio. Now, Cynthia, this is your turn. Tell me, are we speaking different languages
first
here?
Did you lose round one?
First of all, there's no obvious thing. There was who else was DJ Fatu going to agree with? Of course, you men are from Mars, okay, and I'm from Venus, and I'm the only one in the studio.
Yeah. Okay.
Are we talking about dressing or are we talking about grooming?
We are talking about
you
grooming.
You need to separate the two. Because
I understand.
When I hear my
your brother
is dressing, about mini skirts and everything. I'm talking about taking care of your body.
Okay.
Oh. I'm not talking about wearing a mini skirt that's got half of your, you know, derriere or gifts from behind showing.
Right.
No. I'm just talking about trying to stay fit, trying to stay clean, trying to, you know, just
sexy.
Taking care of, I'm not saying sexy, I'm just saying taking care of your body. For the love of God, there's no way that you will see your wife maybe doing yoga and doing some workouts and, you know, just being the person that you met before
trying to maintain, for God's sake.
Cynthia, which is the most important part of grooming? Yeah. Isn't it dressing?
Yeah.
Is it about grooming or going to the gym?
Yeah, it is also part of the
design. Yeah, but which is the most important?
So we are taking all of it.
Part of grooming.
Can I finish?
Yeah, you agree.
Austin, let us allow her to finish.
If you put a tent,
right,
or if you put something really tight over someone that is really out of shape, they're not going to look good.
Right.
So dressing is the final touch.
Okay.
Now, if I go for a jog, I go do my yoga, then I get back home, I do some flossing, I brush my teeth really well, I scrape my tongue, I tweeze my eyebrows, I'm doing everything, making sure my undies are fresh and clean. And then
somebody's groomed.
Hold on now.
Very well groomed, my friend.
And then I crown it all with my black dress. I deliberately remove the L, which is often, you know, LBD, little black dress. But since you're very, you know, particular about the length, since I wear my black dress, and then I do a walk for you, I'm just heading out, you'd be like, now that's my girl. Because you've seen the process. Mm-hmm. You've seen that it's not, I'm not just, you know, I'm not wearing contraptions trying to, I'm not against, you know, wearing anything underneath you, but you've seen that I'm trying to stay fit because it's from inside to the outside. So I do disagree with you, Austin.
But you can
the dressing is the crowning glory. It is what completes the look.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you do need to look classy. So at the end of the day, I've won this round. Thank you very much.
Austin, do you believe all always they want to win? Women like to win? Is
they always want to win, and okay. Cynthia actually thinks she won that round. Let's take it back to that round again.
Okay.
For an African woman, it doesn't stop. Just check appearance. It's about a mentality. Okay. When she's 50, she will act 50. Mm-hmm. Let her do the entire grooming, she'll still behave and treat you like she's 50. Mm-hmm. You know? When you say, my brother, this show is trying to say that, is it, why must it be done with so much effort, grooming, when we're married, when we're husbands and wives?
Mm-hmm. Because if you don't put the effort, then you really won't get a result.
And I said too much effort. That's when it's a problem. Okay. When it's too much effort, because what you're telling yourself is, I'm doing this so that this man will appreciate me.
So
then you're putting pressure on yourself.
At this point, Austin, I have to send a shout out to your wife out there. Austin isn't married, and I'm glad to inform you that you don't need too much effort get married.
No, my wife will look good for Austin. My wife will appreciate a body, her appearance.
But she won't have much effort.
And what I will do is appreciate that appreciation that she's got for herself first.
Right.
Then secondly, and I look at her and say, she's doing it for me. But when my wife is going to the extreme, doing Cynthia's yoga 8 times in a week.
There is no Cynthia's yoga.
And then she's taking airs of her legs 10 times a day.
Yeah.
She's spending time at the gym where those hungry guys are looking at those sexy body that's supposed to be for me. She's going to the gym 5 times in a day. Then I said, Sweetie, calm down. You know, baby loves you. Yeah. I appreciate you for who you are. I see the effort you're doing, but I think you're getting turned up with this.
Yeah.
Relax.
Agree or balance. Like, agree on balance and like doing everything in a
moderate
way. Yeah.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Okay, so shout out to.
But when it comes to my country, like it's too much. Like let me tell you about Ethiopia.
Yeah, tell us about Ethiopia.
Okay, let me tell you about Ethiopians when they're married, the woman, they just leave everything.
Nothing goes on, nothing to do with gym or nothing
that's
else.
That's fine with Austin.
That's not fine.
No, that's not fine. That's not.
For Austin is not fine.
That causes
for you, Fats.
Yeah, that causes a lot of problems. Mm-hmm. That causes a lot of divorce. That's what we see. So, Ethiopian, I'm not saying everybody, but like most of them are like, I think getting married and having kids is their ultimate goal.
Right.
So they leave everything. It's not bad like living for your kids and for your
husband.
Your family. Mm-hmm. It's not a bad thing, but like at the same time, I agree, like taking care of yourself, because like we said, like men's, like when he comes home, he need to see some good things.
Yeah.
He need to see better things than he sees outside.
Right.
I'm a DJ. I see a lot of things. Exactly. When I go home, I my wife should be like, you know, should be more precious for me.
Right.
Okay. So that's the culture. Right. But I believe overall, I believe on balance.
Balancing,
like, respecting
is the key.
And Okay. Doing things like in a common way.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, you're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. We'll be back.
Celebrate the sounds of Africa today, yesterday, and tomorrow. That's our mission in your show, Music Time in Africa. Hello, I'm your host, Heather Maxwell. Join me every Saturday and Sunday at 1500 and 2000 UTC and discover the best Pan-African music in the world. We play it all right here. Only the best on VOA Africa.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa service of the Voice of America. Well, a writer, Jennifer Ryan, said this: your spouse cares about your appearance, but perhaps not in the way you think. Your appearance is more about how you take care of and carry yourself, not your size. Yes, size does matter, but it matters less when you are clean, tidy, smelling good, and have confidence to boot. Your husband wants to feel proud of you because you help him look good. End of quote. I think, Cynthia, you relate with this.
Yes.
As what you were telling everybody.
Yes.
You just want to look good. Scrub your tongue.
It comes from you.
Maintaining you.
It comes from you.
So you're helping your husband in the process, Viola. So Jennifer here.
Yeah.
And that's what Austin's point comes in.
Yeah.
Size.
He's saying size, whether you're big or small, doesn't matter.
Sunday, the moderator and the man who's teamed up with the men. Excuse me. I've been saying six and you've been hearing half a dozen, but we're actually saying almost the same thing. The point is,
yes,
it comes from within.
Right.
Whatever makes you feel good,
uh-huh,
is what you're supposed to invest in.
Okay.
If you're into sense, go ahead and do it. Appearance speaks a lot. It speaks volumes. Nobody's talking about being a size 2 or a size 20.
Okay.
It all comes down to what we call back home, packaging.
What does it mean, Mr. Packaging?
Packaging means appearance, because
okay,
in truth, what is inside will flow outside.
Oh, okay.
That's the truth. And if your husband wants something for you that you don't want for yourself, for instance, I had someone who I dated that complained about something that I was relatively comfortable with, and I know how I felt.
Okay.
I felt very, my esteem actually dropped for that week.
That wasn't
so
good.
I know what I'm talking about when I say this person wants something and you don't necessarily want it. So if you're changing to suit them, it's a problem.
Yes.
That's why if you're going to go in a religious route, you'll see cases where you hear can two walk together except they be in agreement. So your husband can be talking about you need to do this and then you don't want to do it and then you're genuinely going to be happy. And in truth, if a woman is not happy, can she really make her husband happy? Because you can only give what you have.
Oh, yeah.
You can't give what you
what
don't
have. What you don't have. Thank you. You're supposed to be a team.
It. Okay.
Cynthia, let's take it back home. I like what DJ said about Ethiopia. Let's bring it back to Nigeria.
Thank you.
Some women believe in Nigeria, where I come from, that when you're big, you'll be respected.
Oh, okay.
You get what I'm saying?
I get your point.
So they pump it up, eat so much food. some even go into the fattening room. I'm from the South. They go into the fattening room.
You have a fattening room?
Yeah.
We do.
Really?
We do.
And what do you do in that room? I want to know.
Fat.
Get the woman pumped up. Because the woman believes that when
she... So they give you food in that room?
A lot of food, a lot of vitamins. Pour all the fat and oil into your body.
Oh, my God.
Now, let's bring grooming into it.
Okay.
Cynthia keeps saying she needs to be comfortable.
Mm.
Now, that woman is comfortable doing all of that because
she
wants to achieve size.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not comfortable. Take it to the biblical point of view. Two has become one.
Oh, yes.
And we're thinking together now.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
I need to clap.
No, wait.
No,
you must concede defeat. She's trying to kill the flu.
I know.
She's trying to kill the flu.
I know. Cynthia, let's
She's beginning to feel what I'm saying too. What this episode of the show is saying is that grooming husbands and wife, is it necessary? We're trying to see parts with you that it is necessary, and I'm trying to let you understand the part where it is unnecessary.
Okay.
My wife now is comfortable to go and do all of this, but I'm not, because I want to go out to my wife and people say, oh, she looks good. And I confirm it that, yes, I know my wife looks good.
Right.
So when my friends say, why is your wife looking this fat? And I go, but I've been telling her that she doesn't want to hear. Cynthia, she's comfortable with it, but I'm not. So there's nothing wrong with me telling my wife, you need a groom. I look good for us. For us, because I mean,
not for the people out there, because I am the one who married
you. Have you also heard about the fact that
how about
I'm trying to let you know the things that you women are comfortable sometimes that the man is not comfortable with.
Let me holler at you.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, because you've made good points of you keeping up the shapes, you doing your yoga, and then you wear your black dress and I pass and that's my baby. What about those ones that are doing things that will make me go to sleep?
Well, why would you end up with someone who make you go to sleep?
She wasn't like that when I was marrying
then
her.
That's why you have
that's
to
as,
give
that's
her
as
divorce.
As Jide Fatsu said, in Ethiopia, the woman gets married, has children, and she thinks life is over.
Then that's why you have the gift of divorce.
No.
Here's what I'm trying
we
to
don't
say.
We like don't like it.
That's
what
y'all don't like it. See,
no, Cynthia, I'm still talking. I'm just trying to let you know. I'm just trying to let you know.
Yeah, allow him to finish and you talk. Allow him to finish and you talk.
It's all right in any way a woman looks at it.
And you like your woman to be groomed.
Yeah, it's beautiful when a woman appreciates herself first. Okay. But sometimes the African woman appreciates herself wrongly.
Jamal.
Yeah, you need to guide her. You need to. I need to tell you, get into the gym. And you don't say it like, I'm doing it because I don't appreciate you. I'm telling you to go into the gym because I want you to compliment me. Okay, let's say I'm the African man. We both have 4 kids. People are looking at you like my grandmom.
Did she make the kids herself?
You finished having the kids and got into the fat new room.
I have parents who are fantastic, I must tell you. Uh-huh. Why I say this is because you're never going to see a case where there's a lot you can say with language.
Okay.
And less you can say with words. From my dear colleagues' utterances, it sounds like, you are fat, go to the gym now. But the truth is, I watched my dad, for instance, you know, like I said earlier on during the show, I've watched him go do some hiking, go working out. And instinctively, it's not as though my mom was never exercising to begin with, but she just started to pair up with him. See, that we should groom, but we shouldn't go overboard. Right? That's what we're saying, right?
And I agree with you.
That's what I've been saying from the start of the show.
I got you.
Cool. Now you're cool.
Now you're cool. Hold it right there. Well, Africa is going on fire. Let's Talk is on fire today. From my people from Nigeria, it is time to give us your input.
We get it. Once you're married, you don't have to let yourself go. You can still continue to groom from the husband and the wife. You know, you have to keep yourself up. It doesn't matter how many kids you have, but you don't have to do it in excess. Basically, it's like you don't have to have your hair done every day like you're about to go to a party. You know, you need to have time. Obviously, if your hair is on point like that and you have 3 kids, then either you're not there raising your kids and someone else is there raising your kids for you. And that's both for the men and the women raising their kids, okay, man? Raising the kids is not just for the women. But you have to find a balance. I guess that's what I'm trying to say is, of course, you need to keep up with yourself. You need to look good for yourself. You feel good, you know, for both you and your husband or your wife. You know, you both need to, you still have to keep that attraction going on.
Thank you, our listener, Nanaji. And that's it for our show today, where we lightheartedly explored husbands and wives grooming. A big thank you to guests in the studio all the way from Channels TV in Nigeria. The number one TV in Nigeria in the house.
9-time award winner. Back to back.
Give it up. We've got our grooming on point.
Cynthia, thank you so much for coming.
You're welcome.
And of course, Austin, the sports guy.
Thank you so
welcome
much.
Welcome back, brother.
That's what we do with sports. Talk and talk.
Thank you so much. And of course, my colleague, DJ Fatson.
Boom, boom.
All the way. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being here. And of course, Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer from Washington. This is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.